I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle and thanks for coming back. I'm back, baby. I had a week off.
Oh, okay.
I had a week off.
We didn't notice.
A lot happened in that week.
What'd you do?
Was it a holiday?
Or dad
stuff. I did go on a holiday.
A podcast holiday.
Took the family on holiday.
Where?
Came back to Hillendale up in the Don Valley. No internet, Kelly.
Oh, dear.
No internet.
Hence
for,
the no
for
podcast.
4 days.
You got great. Where? You got rear-ended, didn't you?
I did get rear-ended, yeah. Hello.
Here we go.
I had... We were driving back.
That's what happens when there's no Wi-Fi. Just get the missus to put a strap on. Yeah. I would have rather watched Netflix, but fuck it.
All right, get it out.
No, so I was driving. It was on Saturday. It was very, very wet in Melbourne. And we were driving and we were talking. The whole family saying, how great was that last 4 days? So great. Didn't raise my voice once. The kids were lovely. Me and Beck were having such a great time. We went around the corner and there was a guy turning right into a servo, so we stopped behind him and then a P-plater came right behind us and just slammed us. Luckily, we didn't get slammed into the car in front. Mm. Oliver, my 8-year-old, thought it was the coolest thing in the world. Yeah. Henry, very, very distraught because
poor darling.
He thought, oh, I don't know what's happening. Mm. Car's a write-off.
Cars a write-off. That he must have hit you so hard.
She, women can drive. Oh. It's 2019. And,
was it a chick?
Wow.
It was, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Why did she crush into you? What was she doing? Yeah. Like, talking about her feelings or something?
Yeah.
Is that what I do?
She was calling Nick? Boys.
How'd your car get wrecked by a Suzuki Swift or a Barina?
Barina. A red two-door Barina.
Do I start the podcast again? Is that what's going on?
No. I stand by that.
So that's.
I'm on Triple M Brisbane. I stand by that.
Triple M.
So let's introduce the panelists. We have Alistair Trombley-Birchall. Yay.
G'day, mate.
We have Nath Valvo, yay.
Thank you.
We have Nick Cody, yay.
G'day.
We also have Kelly Festuca.
Hi.
Yay. Welcome. Now, you've been on before. Mm-hmm. I've searched the internet for your names. Mm-hmm. Nath, there's no other Nath Valvos. There's no other Kelly Festucas. Mm-hmm. There's no other Alistair Trombley Birchalls. There's a shitload of Nicholas Codys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really?
How many of them are inside the big house?
Inside the big house? Oh. No. Well, I don't know.
Really? I don't know that.
His uncle, who was he was named after? I don't know.
Surely there's a guy in Florida.
But there's enough
Nick
people.
Cody.
Now, we're about to go into the first round, which is all about Twitter.
Yeah.
Now, I want to talk to Nick before we go into this, because Nick got in trouble recently with South Korea.
All of South Korea.
He upset an entire country.
So
I took a job hosting 20 to 1. They said, Thornton's too good looking. And I said, I'll fix that. Let this bloke get in there. Hosting 20 to 1, a family-friendly countdown show. We made fun of... the lightest fun of a South Korean pop group, K-pop group.
Ooh, and it was insane.
I woke up one morning to go to radio, sit down on the toilet, 4 a.m., turn my phone on, and it's like 700 Instagram comments.
Shit.
And you go, hold on a sec. What have I done? And it was make fun of a K-pop band.
It's the all-boy bands, man. They're fans. I used to be a Take That-er back in the day, and we are serioso about the bullshit. Yeah.
I think you times it by 10 for K-pop.
Yeah.
It's intense.
Yeah.
It's a national pride, Nick Cody. What did you say? Yeah.
Well, I didn't say anything bad.
No, but they pull out racist, xenophobic.
What did they say that you said was bad?
Oh, they said it was racist, xenophobic, and then they said, Dave Thornton, you're going to lose your job. And Thornton's like, I'm not that white guy. We don't all look the same.
You're not on Twitter. And I went through Nick Cody Twitter, and it is – good thing you're not on there because it is a lot.
Oh, no.
They're all saying the same thing.
I got a call from Channel 9 saying there's nothing on there. We've got a team that's checking everything, but we need to get into your Twitter to check DMs in case there's any – personal threats because people were getting death threats, like serious death threats with shit attached. That was pretty full on. And I said, I don't know. I've told on the show many times. I got locked down. I tried to get into my Twitter account. They said, someone's trying to hack in. You've got to reset your password. We've sent you an email, but it was to my old email address. I didn't know how to get in that.
So it was Hotmail.
Hotmail
said, Bigboy69 at Hotmail.
Crush underscore daddy at hotmail.com. Legit. And I couldn't get in there. And I was like, all right, well, I'm just off Twitter. And the head of media at Channel 9's like, what's your thing? We'll just call Twitter. And within 5 minutes, I get a call from Twitter like, yeah, you're in. And a few years ago, like a couple of years ago, I must have been drunk one night and I've unchecked the box that says allow DMs from anyone.
Yeah.
I must have thought at some point I will be a dumb cunt. And I've unchecked the box and there were no messages.
Wow. And what are the repercussions in your life?
Nothing at all.
So none of these things matter.
No. First time I've ever had, and I was in a Triple M, Will Anderson's on the Melbourne Triple M show, and I was in the Melbourne studios and we're chatting to him about it. He's like, man, it just happens. You just sit there, don't say anything.
Oh, well, he does a show with Eddie Maguire, so it does happen a lot on his show.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow. All right,
our first round is called Social Me Media. In this round, I'll read out status updates by the four of you. So I've gone through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything, and I'll read it out. You tell me who you think wrote
it. I hope some of these are death threats to Nick Cody. It's going to make this game real easy.
Okay, so your names are your buzzers. If you guess correctly, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person actually wrote the status update, they get the point, meaning you can't buzz in for your own. Poker face is on. The first one is this one. You can't call it Greek-style yogurt unless it's grown in the Greek-style region of France.
Kelly.
Yes, Kelly.
That sounds like Valvo.
No, it was Alistair Trombley Birchall. Point there for ATB.
You'll figure out my style very quickly.
Yeah. You don't have a brand. You don't have a style. You're all over the place.
That's what I do. That's my style.
Keep you guessing. Yeah.
I've shaped my whole comedy career based on this fucking game.
Well, if there's anything about a jet skier that comes up, I know who that is, Cody.
Ben Lomas sent me a message saying, hey, I just did some Instagram posts for your podcast if you want. I went, what? So I looked on, he's just tweeted some things out and Instagrammed some stuff out. Nothing to do with my podcast. Just so when he's on next time, I can use it.
Okay.
Thanks, Lomas.
Wow.
Thanks, buddy.
The king of socials.
Yeah. Hashtag dad life. Question two, how do we feel about a GoFundMe page to buy a phone charger at the airport?
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Nath.
Yes, you are correct. Yes. Point there for Nick.
Homophobic. I need a phone charger desperately to check the bloody glory hole at the toilet. Yeah. Nick, is this where this is going?
You Moe's and your grinder.
No, it's so funny because I just heard Nath on the Fitbit pod. And he talked about having two different moisturizers, right? A morning and a nighttime moisturizer and all this incredible stuff that he has. But I was also toured enough with Nate that I just know that he'd fucking forget a phone charger at the airport. Like,
yeah, well, that's true. And by the way, it's not two moisturizers. One's a moisturizer, one's a sunscreen. Get your facts right. Sure.
But it's a sunscreen with moisturizer in it, not a moisturizer with sunscreen in it.
No, it's a moisturiser. I would say moisturiser with sunscreen.
But, you know.
What about your night cream?
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, we'll talk later.
I only put that in because it was about airports. And I thought the other three might have thought it was Cody. So
that's true. Was it?
I never make mistakes at airports.
That's true. If it was like, should I start a GoFundMe to get more beers in a lounge?
They're
is
free.
Is that a Nick Cody
They're
tweet?
Free.
Is that a good tweet?
Rookie.
Crashing phone charges.
I don't know about the stupid Virgin Lounge because I'm too busy in the good one, the Quanny one.
I'm in that too. So.
Oh, okay.
Question three. Question three. I'm a cowboy, baby. Who wrote that?
Alistair.
Yes, Al.
Was that Nick Cody?
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point there for ATM.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I write that?
Yeah, you're in Koh Samui. You're on inflatable
unicorn
in a pool. Yeah.
Oh, that's tricky. I didn't know if the photo was going to be attached to it.
Yeah, some of them, I go through everything.
Oh, I thought it was I'm a cowboy baby.
Oh. No, it was a comma baby. Yeah.
I thought he liked Bon Jovi.
No, I've got a beard, but I can't ride a horse. I'm a cowboy baby.
Question four. If you place a record needle on a pancake and play it, you can hear the chef say he'll eat the munted one first.
Kelly.
Yes, Kelly.
It's got to be Alistair.
Yes, you are correct. Now you've got
figured it out.
Obscure, silly, stupid.
All right.
Just say Canadian.
Are you getting it?
Canadian.
Canadian. But it is true. The first pancake, always shit.
No, oh, yeah.
There you go.
Mm. Very I haven't had a pancake stack in some time.
Let's go to the pancake parlor after this.
Come around to my house Saturday, Sundays. That's our, that's our weekend ritual, pancake weekend.
Oh, yeah. Sick.
Question five, Black Mirror episode. The people are real, the cases are real, and the judge's ruling is final.
Nate. Alistair.
I heard Nate first.
Oh, man. Can I just say before we start, every time I come on this podcast, I come last. And I was walking to this studio tonight, I thought, just for once in your fucking life, don't come last. So I'm going to try really hard.
Right.
So I'm going to go with Cal.
You are correct. Oh, yes, it was Kelly. On. Yeah, point there for
Nate. Easy, because I haven't had one yet.
Is it? So you're raining on my win.
That's not how it works though, Kelly. Sometimes I mix it up.
Yeah, I know you do. And normally, and I swear, when I tweet, it's only for you.
Thank you. Thanks.
You never have anything when I get here.
Hopefully Jack, at Jack, if you're listening, give me some money.
Was Jack the one that called you? When all this drama went down, Nick Cody, you said Twitter called you. Who was that?
Yeah, there was a lady.
Okay, just what, sitting at Twitter?
Maybe Jacqueline. Was it Jacqueline?
Yeah.
Cody's Twitter has been screwed up for years.
Yeah, 2018 was the last time he's...
I wanted it fixed, but I don't need to. No. It's like nothing's going worse.
Yeah.
Ticket sales are going up, I'm fine. Yeah. All right, I'll stay off.
Didn't need you at Twitter.
No.
All right, question six. Can Thanos click his fingers and destroy all leaf blowers?
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Alistair.
No, that was Kelly for Stuka. Point there for Kelly.
Pew, pew, pew. Who lives in Kew, a very leafy suburb? I do. God damn it.
Your stuff is more obscure than I would have predicted.
Yeah.
Because normally you used to mean talking about my butt and dicks and stuff.
I'm used to you talking about your butt. And I was like, as soon as there's a tweet that says, me, Kelly Festuca, and my butt,
and
I'll be like,
leaf blower. Is she talking about farts?
Yeah.
Is that Festuca?
Question seven. My hangover level today is playing fetch with my dog from my bed.
Kelly.
I heard Alistair first.
Nath.
Yes, you are correct. Yes. Well done.
Based on the one person. Yeah. I almost changed my answer from you before. Because you went, and I'm like, oh, well, it can't. But that could be the trick. I don't know.
I didn't even know you had a dog.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, I talk about it a lot in my private life, don't I? She has an Instagram.
Yeah.
Which you clearly don't follow.
Oh, really?
So it's all revealed.
I'm not on Instagram that much.
You know, getting a dog, maybe it happened with you when you got a child. It really brings a side of you out that you're meant to tease as a comic.
Mm.
And so I was very surprised that when I got little Darby that happened, that I was like, I got introduced to a Facebook group.
Yeah.
That you go and post where you want to meet your dog.
I assume that's a Darby named after the West Coast Fremantle match.
D-A-R-B-Y. Not the E.
Not Terrence, Trent Darby.
E in the name.
Not sign your name.
Can we just do a poll because there's four of you here?
Yeah.
And I want you to all be honest because something happened the other week. Oh. Cody and I, my partner, were chatting about Darby, D-A-R-B-Y, and we said, hang on, is our dog's name bad?
Oh.
So no. I would like a poll here out of the four of you.
D-A-R-B-Y.
And let's just be honest.
What sort of dog is it?
She's a Portuguese water dog, a
poor
dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. It's a great dog.
What could be bad about Darby?
I don't know. I mean, there's been a few faces.
As in, like, it makes you think that you've named it after, like, a horse race?
Well, the spelling's different, so but maybe.
Sure, but
can you just tell me honestly?
Nobody's hearing
you haven't said that you liked it yet.
Hey, I mean, I love it. I'm waiting for the Instagram handle.
Darby the Porty. That's it.
Darby the Porty.
I mean, look at it.
Oh, yeah, it's a great dog.
Oh, yeah, that is a really good
dog.
It's a good dog.
I'm actually disappointed about how good it is.
Do you know why we got her? Because the Obamas had two, and I thought, if it's good enough for the Obamas.
You're the white half of Obama.
It's good enough for two fags in Brunswick. So it's D-A-R-B-Y _the_Porty. Please give her a follow, because I want her to become an influencer, and I want free shit. Like free dog food.
Why didn't you do Darby the doggy like Debbie does Dallas?
I say that. My dog Yummy.
Darby does dog food.
Yeah.
I mentioned on the project that my dog was named after the hummus.
Yeah.
And Yummy's hummus sent me a bunch of stuff.
See, this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Darby's named after bags of cocaine.
Name for rack.
If my guy's listening. Yeah. Thank you.
I named my cat after the singer Billy Bragg, so... Billy Bragg, if you're listening, send in your new album. That'd be great.
Like, or his cat.
Oh, yeah, I'll have Billy Bragg's cat.
And my son, Stripper Ferrari, is...
Question eight. If the Incredible Hulk had been named in Australia, he would have been called the Massive Cunt.
Kelly.
Yes, Kelly.
It's going to be Cody.
No, it's ATV.
What?
The
massive no cunt. Style. I'm like Bruce Lee up in this shit.
Who are you?
Be like water.
A true mixed martial artist, yeah. This one.
I
who
just
knows?
Hear cunt and I'm like, that's Cody.
Yeah. I spell it with a K.
and a dollar sign.
Yeah.
Question nine. Now, this was underneath a story about a man being the only passenger on a flight. This is my dream. No shoeless dickheads, no one using the bathroom without locking the door, no fuckhead bringing boxes of Krispy Kreme into a city that's already has it in it, no idiot watching an iPad without headphones, no two-seat body in one seat, no animals reclining the seat on a short flight. A utopian flight.
Alistair.
Yes, Alistair.
Kelly.
No, that was Nick Cody.
Oh! Worth it.
No, but it was gonna be Nate. I was like, that's got the rhythm of a Nate bit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And then
you just mentioned no jokes about a mum in there.
I thought you were doing that.
It did have the rant of Valvo, but I feel like anything to do with airports that.
Fuck, my wife again almost got a divorce on the flight back. We just had a holiday in Singapore, and on the flight home, I copped the middle seat. First time in a long...
Oh, God.
Disgraceful. Because she needed the aisle because she's got to breastfeed, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Doesn't want to breastfeed next to a stranger. Mm. I had all of our dishes, like the plates in front, on my tray so she could put the tray up so our son could lay there. Mm. And the guy in front of me just reclined. No, I'm going to check to see if anyone's got shit on the table. And I punched the chair and yelled, "Oi, cunt. Check before you fucking recline. There are rules to this."
But you have a baby. Why aren't you in the front bit? You know that bit where they have the little bassinet?
No bassinet. You know, don't always get them.
Oh, yeah. Oi, cunt.
Normally they have you at the back of the flight.
So I honestly thought, I go, this is the flight. Like I had a line in my festival show this year where I said, if I don't get killed by a flight attendant with a taser while trying to dole out some Sky Justice, I don't know what's going to get me. And I thought that would have been the flight.
Nick Cody, Sky Justice.
It is. In front of your son.
You've absolutely nailed it, though, here, everything that I hate about air travel, which is people taking their shoes off.
Yeah.
If you're an economy, it's a team sport.
Yeah.
Everyone's in it together. You've got to check before you recline.
Shoes? Are we talking socks or just shoes off?
Shoes off, international flight. Fine.
Okay. Yes.
If you're going Melbourne to Sydney, you're a pig.
Yeah.
No.
Keep your fucking shoes
you're
on.
A pig.
Reclining at all is a dog
it's
act.
Real weird.
I say a domestic flight under 3 hours. Yeah. You're an animal. Right.
Was it you, Al, who posted a photo or a video of someone?
Today?
Today swiping with their bare foot.
Oh,
on
my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was
I
it a chimp?
I was like, I've never wanted someone to have no arms more than this.
I saw that.
So you better be disabled.
That was horrible.
On a flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoes off, using toes to pick their movie on the screen.
Yeah. Like incredible. A gorilla.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, I have not seen this post.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be rude.
You want to know tiger what nationality?
Was it a tiger flight?
No, because it was an actual
screen.
They
had a screen.
Screen. In the back
the
of the seat.
The touchscreen seat. Yeah. I think it might have actually been in the bassinet spot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They've taken up your spot. Right.
I'm bringing it up.
We're just going to watch it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, that's in America. That is.
That's disgusting.
I think that's United.
Yeah.
All right, mate.
It's pretty grim.
Josh is going to cut in the footage into the podcast.
Yeah.
That is rotten.
Yeah.
No good.
People are savages in the air.
Yeah. Okay, question 10.
Sorry.
Just took a break from Twitter on my phone to check Twitter on my laptop.
Kelly.
Yes, Kelly.
I guess Valvo.
Yes, Valvo.
Very shallow.
Oh, such a mo, just checking all those.
Everything's just social media, according to Nick Cody, and facial moisturiser. Yeah. Moisturiser and Twitter.
Oh, do you have a different moisturiser for your body?
For Twitter, I do. Oh, yeah.
I picture you with like 5 screens in front of you, like you trade shares or something, but it's just
I'm trading
your
gossip.
Own Twitter feed on 5 different screens.
No, I think it's like a beautiful life, like where he's just like a savant, just like Minority Report.
Like retweet. Like.
At the end of the round, the scores are Nate on 1 point.
Sick.
Wait, am I winning?
No.
I'm not losing.
Nick Cody on 2 points.
No, you
Kelly Vastuka on 3 points. Being the lead on 4 points is Alistair Trombley Birchall.
I'm very amazed by that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever
people
been
getting
a
yours wrong. Yeah. Kelly gave you 2 points in that
round.
No.
That's true. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Oh, that's fine.
Appreciate it. I'm not a winner.
This round.
We know.
This round is called Yearbook. Now, in this round, we go back and talk about those moments that have stayed with us. And today we're talking about a young Alistair Trombley Birchall. Now,
cute.
When Al was in his 20s, he decided to do something that is not only embarrassing, but also bad for his health. Was it A, he doesn't like hot drinks, but wanted to join in and take breaks with his co-workers. So every time they would make a coffee at work, he would go and make a microwave chocolate cake in a mug. B, he decided to take up smoking, but would do it very artistically and pretentiously by only doing it walking around cemeteries. Or was it C, he got obsessed with collecting the McDonald's Happy Meals toys because he thought in 50 years when he was retired they would be collectibles and he'd be able to sell them. He never unwrapped them, but he would buy a Happy Meal every couple of days until he collected every set for 3 years. Now, one of these is true. You have to ask him as many questions as you want to try and figure out the one that is right, but he wants to get it wrong, so he gets your point.
So it's you in your 20s. Mm-hmm. How old were you? Like, which part of your 20s?
Look, to be honest, the smoking thing was probably about 26. The Happy Meal thing was very much early kind of uni days, so 20 and 23 and stuff like that. And then the liquids one, because I don't really like any liquids.
You know, how are you alive?
Not even saying it.
You're it's like a thin slime. It's got an awful texture and things like that. So
what are you talking about? Like, well, water's not slimy.
Yeah, water is just kind of, does feel a bit slimy, you know? It's like, you know, so it's
the guy
it's,
with the cup of water in front of him.
I mean, I don't love it, but most of the time, especially in my 20s, I was very much following the dialysis. You know, have you ever met somebody
like
on dialysis?
Group that used to drink water at school.
You know people who have dialysis, they don't drink any liquid.
I didn't know that.
They just eat foods that have lots of liquid in them. Things like that. I've had to grow up as an adult.
Wow.
Things like that. So you can just eat like fruit and things like that. Like pandas eat, you know, they must.
How long ago was the liquid one?
Bamboo.
That was early in the uni times.
Because I'm feeling like cup of soups of cake weren't available when you're in uni. Because how old are you now?
I am now 35.
Yeah.
Well, no, they've definitely had an explosion with the life hack world. Mm-hmm. But microwave cookbooks kind of have been around since about the 80s and 70s and things like that.
What
and so,
cemetery was it?
I did the Carlton Cemetery quite a bit. Because
on your own or with people?
No, by myself, because I wasn't very good at smoking. Because I was trying it out. I got a pouch of like that old sort of barrel-aged one because I thought that was the coolest seeming one. And then I would walk around.
Were you hoping to learn from the ghosts of lung cancer?
Yeah.
How did you do it?
Yeah.
Listen up, Alistair.
But
you look so cool.
But every breath it tastes like you're breathing in a campfire. Yeah.
Hold it.
How are you? How do you have a super cool partner? Because I don't know how you manage that.
You could ask any of us that.
Yeah.
I bathe, I moisturize thrice, you know?
Yeah. I'm relatively friendly. And I think people don't think that I'm going to attack them in the night. And that's one of my best features.
Yeah, you are very sweet.
That's
very
how
sweet.
Low the bar is for men.
Man, it is.
Yeah.
I won't attack you.
Yeah.
He's a keeper.
Yeah. That's the world.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to go off topic here.
Happy Meal toys. What was the best line of toys that you got?
These ones I got from much earlier than when I was 20. But
Muppet Babies?
Well, Muppet Babies are definitely some of my favorites.
Yeah.
I quite like the ones that were the Transformers that turned from into a set of chips into like they.
You would, I remember those.
Some
I
stuff
remember.
On
their
happy face or like a drink and things like that. Those are kind of what I would say. And that was, were my.
I'll tell you a big one that was you'd see it in a lot of houses in Burnie was the Batman cups.
Yeah. Mm.
So clear, very hard plastic cups that were like beer mugs. So many people you go to their house.
Happy
and
Meal
those
toys
bikes.
Have gotten real shit.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
My kids.
This little trip down memory lane.
Are your kids on that Coles mini?
No, we shop at Woolworths, so because it's closest to us. So
stickers. Yeah.
They've missed out on that. But we hardly ever go to Macca's. I reckon my kids have had like 3 times in their life.
Yeah.
We got a Happy Meal once. I was so excited. And the toy was a Roald Dahl book. They were so disappointed.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Did you give them
really?
That?
No. But it was like, this is fine. Wow. This is not plastic. We're all good.
Ugh. PC culture's gone mad.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Nuts.
The McDonald's toys. It was part of my theory of passive investing because I wasn't very I wasn't making a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I just thought, if I'm going to eat at McDonald's anyway, I may as well get something that could maybe appreciate
it. Because you are
value.
A lazy shit. So that really...
Yeah, exactly.
Do you still have them today?
Yeah, I keep them in a sort of a
Where
bigger...
Where are they?
Well, they're in the garage now. So we moved into a place that has a garage. And so they're all still in their little plastic bags with the writing printed on them. And then I keep them in a bigger plastic bag.
How many roughly?
Now there's probably... I think there's about 270...
This really could be.
Have you ever looked at like eBay to see how much some of them are?
Absolutely. Some of I have already sold some because, you know, like I'm not independently wealthy, but I am sort of independently struggling, and that is helping me.
This is a father we're talking to right now. Mm.
And
good.
People say, you know, ATB, he's on McDonald's money. You know that?
Yes. Mm. Well, not
sitting
just
on McDonald's money. And people are like, oh, he's the fucking heir. He's one of the crap brothers. Well,
not just McDonald's money, because you can also like, there's other ways, you know, like anytime there's something on the side of the road that has some metal in it, you can take that, you can collect it, take it back to the recycling place, sell that. Yeah. You know, if you get your coffees in the afternoon where the newspapers, you know, they're not going to need them anymore, you can bundle those up and you can take them to the recycling place and sell those.
Also, last time, one of the times you were on here before, you were also talking about how you would donate your time to science by getting bitten by mosquitoes.
Yeah, that's true. I have done that. In exchange for Coles vouchers, $10 Coles vouchers. Mm.
So was it okay?
Malaria for $10.
Yeah, bargain. Coles really do the best prices. Yeah. Most people have to fly to another land.
He got so many red spot specials.
Genuinely.
That's amazing.
It looked like you've got a horrible disease.
When was the last time you had a cigarette?
I probably stopped when I was 27. I could never get hooked.
Never get it. Did your parents ever smoke?
My mom used to be a big smoker, and my grandfather died of lung cancer from smoking like 2 packs a day.
Oh, so you were trying to combine the two things.
Yeah. Well, it's because I'd
visiting him while taking up the thing that put him there.
Exactly. I mean, so we had something to talk about when I got into heaven.
What do people think? Nate, what do you think?
Oh, my God. Like, really? Look, I'm going to eliminate water, which is probably the worst thing ever. Only because Nick Cody pointed it out that it's in front of you.
So you don't think it was A. You don't think he made a chocolate cake.
But this water could be, he could have been playing the game from the get-go since he walked into this place.
You do have to grow up as you get older and realize that nothing is actually that gross, you know?
That is true.
And so,
okay.
Yeah.
Such a writer.
Did you just come out as bi?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just. I don't know why, because I'm in it to win it, so I'm going to take risks tonight, guys.
Do
I'm going to go with Cemetery.
You got to go with B. Cemetery.
I'm just going with Cemetery.
Nick Cody.
I'm going to go with A, just because he's avoided that one so much. Mm. He's got so many facts about the other two.
A, hot drinks. Doesn't like hot drinks. Oh. Kelly.
So is it hot drinks, not cold drinks?
I just didn't like liquid.
Liquid at all.
Yeah, just liquid itself. So you just eat liquid-rich foods and you don't have to
feel it. Co-workers would go off and have a break, so he'd go off and
you
have
could
a,
just put flour and
Well, I'll
cocoa.
Do the last one. That
C, just to make it interesting.
Yeah.
McDonald's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The correct answer was B, so a point there for Nate Valvo.
Oh, and he's back in
Two
the game.
2 points for ATB, though.
Yeah, the smoking, I was just trying to do it for a bit.
Wow. Yeah, because, and I did the same. Not at a cemetery, just down at the creek, because Daniel Pasherbeck and Joel Savaghi, my year level, smoked. Yeah, like year 9, and I really wanted to hang out with
They're
them.
They're such high school names.
Yeah, yeah. Daniel Pashback.
They died
Joel
at school Fox. Years, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That name can't continue.
And I used to do the
no
same.
No wonder he was smoking. He was
yeah.
The guy, Toyota Supra crash.
The guys at my school who smoked early were Danny Flight and Billy Good.
There we go.
They all sound like journeyman boxers.
Yeah. Mine was Linda Taliana.
Linda Taliana.
Yeah, she loved the Ziggies, mate.
Mate, lots of wogs.
All right, so at the end of that round, the scores are Nath on 2 points.
Sick.
Nick Cody on 2 points.
Shit.
Kelly Fostuka on 3 points, but way out in front now on 6 points is ATB. Oh, Alistair Trobley-Birch.
Why is he on
6? Because he got 2 points. He got Kelly and Cody's points.
Right. Yeah, that's great.
Mm. All right, this round's called
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, in this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If the thing is true, you say yeah. If the thing is a lie, you say nah. A point if you get correctly, a point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So you can ask them as many questions as you want, try and get the truth. Okay, so to ATB. Nate's mum loves karaoke, but Nate's dad has banned her from doing it because every time she does it, she sings Total Eclipse of the Heart. The reason he banned her, though, was because last time they went, she stormed the stage while another lady was singing this song and said, no, this is my song, and the woman's husband almost got in a fight with Nate's dad. Yeah or nah?
Wow.
Can I ask questions?
Go for it, yes.
Wow.
Was your mom drunk?
She's always drunk. Yes, the answer is that is always yes. I was in Vietnam. They went there for Dad's 60th birthday because he went to the Vietnam War. So they returned for his 60th.
Really?
What a fun trip
and
that
she
was.
Went back for her own war.
Yeah. She created her
she
his new Vietnam.
Yeah. Started a new war.
And was she was she trying to get a Vietnamese lady off the stage? Or was...
I don't know the races. And also this story, and the story came through my parents. So please know that on top of it makes it even more confusing because the story from your parents is just so muddled. And
so when your dad has a flashback,
but they
goes...
were there. That karaoke thing happened that night. So it's been.
So it would have been like this. We went to karaoke after we went to this. Meal. Where was that? Where was that
all
meal?
Of that stuff.
Where was that meal? Oh, no, where was it? We had it. Right. No, you went there once before.
Anyway, yes. It's quite a boring story.
All right. I'm going to say it's false.
You're going to say it's false.
Damn it.
You are correct. Yes, it was false. Yes. Oh.
How many points would I have gotten if he.
You would have got one, but he would have not got one. So you would have been like closer. Now he's bridged.
I thought it was true, though. But I said it was false.
I used to have a Vietnamese housemate that had the sickest karaoke set up. It was just us two. And he'd have like 20 mates over on a Friday, Saturday, just doing karaoke till 6 in the morning.
That sounds like fun.
It was awesome. Ugh. But they even do the sad, like the super sad Viet songs. But in Viet, and I'm tearing up. I don't know what's going on. But I just know someone's died. Something's sad.
Okay, so to Nate, when Kelly was in high school, she performed in the school's Rocker Stedford alongside Anthony Kalia, while Kelly here was in blackface. Yeah or no?
Oh, come on. What level of black? I've been saying like, was it
what
like,
level?
Like, what level? No, when I say level, I mean, are we talking like makeup blackface or like was it material blackface?
And was it the brown or was it the black?
I need the specific type of what you meant by blackface.
It was like a
it was paint.
Powder, yeah.
Powder.
Yeah. Okay, so just for international listeners, Anthony Kalia is a pop singer. He won our version.
Thank you very
much. He got beaten by Casey Donovan
in the second
season of Australian Idol.
Oh, my God. We should have a...
And the Rocker Stedford is like schools in Australia do almost mini musicals. They're like 5 minutes long. They're like a mini musical about a theme. And do you know in America, they don't even have the word a Stedford? There you go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a loss.
Yeah.
They've got shootings.
They've got school shootings. We've got rehearsal for Rocker Stedford.
Jeez, maybe if they had been doing some liturgical dancing, they would have.
What school did you go to?
I went to Mary MacKillop Catholic Regional College up the road from.
Where would be represent?
All right.
From Cody School, Westbourne.
I went to an all boys school.
All girls? No, Anthony Clear was
co-ed. So we could only do the Rocker Stedford every like 5 years because then they'd hook up with one of the girls' schools.
Yeah.
And. Do it that way.
Yeah.
And guys used to do the Rocker Stedford weirdly to meet girls.
Mm.
But some boys did it not to meet girls. So it was quite a weird mix.
What was the theme of your Rocker Stedford?
I never did it.
Kelly, what was the theme of yours?
The theme of mine?
Oh, yeah.
It was Africa.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, it definitely increases the chances. Yeah.
So the blackface was totally okay then.
Yeah.
Did you have to like recreate the story of apartheid?
It was a story of a game hunter sort of coming in and shooting a little lion, and then they kind of go into this big ballroom where there's all dead animals on the walls and all the ball people, the rich people are dancing, but then the animals fight back and they invade the ballroom and fight against all the rich people to Marilyn Manson.
Now I think it's
to Marilyn Manson.
The Marilyn Manson, the beautiful people. And then it ends with them shooting a baby lion cum in the face.
Wow.
My God. What did Anthony Clear play? The cub or?
I can't remember.
Not the bear.
Yeah.
I think he was a game hunter.
Was he singing in it or was it just dancing?
No, it was just dancing. He sang because that was one of the last times we did Rock Estef because then the next
because
year.
Because you did blackface?
Yeah. And that was the end?
Mate, it was 1990, I don't know, 5 or something. It was all right. But then the next the next year we finally did a musical. Our school had never done a musical before, but because of Anthony, we did Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat, and he was exceptional.
Well, of course.
Amazing. Tickets available where?
I'm going to say this is false.
You're going to say false?
Yes.
It is true. Kelly gets a point.
This is why I never win this game. Because, and I blame Australia, that a story about blackface is true.
Okay, so, all the listeners out there, if you can please do me a favour. So it was MacKillop Catholic Regional College. It was called Game Over. If someone can find the footage, I am the African elder in a big red cape with blackface. And
you don't
my
want
whole
people
body...
to find this footage, Kelly. You don't want this.
Also ageist as well.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And, but if you find the footage, one of the schools we were up against was Tintern.
Yes.
Who had Celia Bacola in it.
Ah.
So we were in, like, met each other before.
Who was also in blackface.
No, she went to a rich school. They were doing, like, Titanic or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Also, just for the, like, so that would have been 98, I'm guessing, because if you did it to the beautiful people, that's when Marilyn Manson kind of came on the scene.
Yeah, 98.
So, great. Just for my little.
Oh, mate, music is in your ears.
Yeah. I better pick that up. Okay. Yeah. All right, so to Kelly.
She's talking about being in blackface, and he's like, I know the year the album came out. Like, well, you've missed the bad part. Yeah.
He took real offence to the year being wrong of the release of Marilyn Manson.
Okay, so to Kelly. Now, Nick recently was in New York when another man entered his hotel room.
Here we go.
Nick was lying in bed and thought it was a break-in.
Oh, no.
He got up to... into fight mode, only to realise the guy had been giving his room key by mistake because the guy's name was Cody Nicholas. Nick was glad it was sorted out because this guy was about a foot taller than Nick and would have beaten Nick easily if they did
and
fight.
We're both in blackface.
Isn't that a sleep mask?
Okay, it's my charcoal mask. Yeah. I feel like if this had happened, we would have been alerted on social media because Cody is very good at doing stuff on the media. Well, not on Twitter, but the rest of them. Mm. And then we joked before. I was like, there must be a million Nick Codys. So maybe I've got ESPN or something.
But did he say anything?
I don't know.
No, he didn't.
I never put up almost confrontations, anything about
that. Yeah. But then
I never start them.
Well, when I made the joke.
I didn't mention the man on the plane. I've got a photo of him on my phone.
Right.
The man who reclined his seat and knocked all the shit onto me.
Yeah,
in
In
the night.
Yes, right, correct.
I'll never forget it.
I can tell.
You know what I did? You know there's seat-to-seat chat?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So Luch had to stop me. I was going to message the woman sitting in front of him saying, I'll pay you $100 because he had a wine on his thing. I'll pay you $100 to recline your seat hard. And Luch is like, you can't start... into seat wars.
We've got 9
on an
hours
overnight
to go.
Flight. Our baby's asleep.
Okay, so I feel like, but he was oddly quiet when I made the joke about other Nick Codys, and he kind of was like, "Oh yeah."
We've spoken about it on here before, though. You know some of the other ones. So there's an ex American football player who played at the University of Oregon. Mm-hmm. There's a guy who's a professional cage fighter.
Yeah.
And there's also a man that plays, I believe, the banjo.
Yeah.
An English man. And he does not like that we share the same name.
I just needed to bring up the seat chat because I remembered I posted on Insta once a chat I saw in the row in front of me and I took a photo. So this was the chat on a screen in front of me and they were on a work trip because they were all in suits and stuff. He says, nice boobs. She typed, stop that. He wrote, sorry, tits. She wrote, I'm not talking. So that happened on the Qantas flight on seat chat.
Wow.
Get on board.
No one give him a calculator because he'll write boobs.
Kyron Wheatley at the football tits. 2 days ago
put
up, took a photo of the pot next to him, got a message saying, why are you messaging my daughter?
Ooh, yeah.
Boy. And the response was, I just wanted to see how she was.
I said I wanted to see how you were.
How you were doing. That's right.
You were doing, like, jeez. Maybe it was the month. But it was very creepy.
And then he wrote, sorry, tits.
Definitely.
Sorry.
That's a HR issue. Anyway.
What do you think? Did Nick almost start a fight with Cody Nicholas?
I mean, I don't think he would have started a fight because Nick's a good dude and he's very polite. I think he would have been, like, terrified and put his dukes up just to be like, holy fuck.
Yeah, I treat fights like you come across a black bear.
Yeah.
Which is get big, make as much noise as possible, hoping that they retreat.
Yeah, that's why it grows the beard. I'm going to say it's false.
You are correct. Yes, it was all made up. Yes.
I have had that before. They didn't get in the room, though. Just in a stone, yeah, a guy trying to get in. It was the middle of the night and I've just woken up and sprinted at the door. Luch said any time there's a noise, I just wake up and run straight at the door. She's like, it feels quite nice. So it's nice to know that it could be so anyone.
She doesn't know that you're doing a runner.
Yeah.
Not taking anyone with you.
It'd be so good to live with a man. Just feel protected like that.
You got a dog, Kelly.
Or you get to see somebody that you love die in front of your eyes. Because they're overreacting.
Someone tried to break into my house and they put like a key in our keyhole. So because I saw the handle or the front door moving. So we have a fly screen now, so you can't break in anymore. And I saw that moving and I saw a key jiggling.
If you're a fly,
But well, it's just that it's stronger. And I saw it and I was drunk. I just got home from like hosting and I was drunk on my own and Celia wasn't home yet. And I didn't know what to do. And I just stood in the kitchen and held a knife and just saw someone walk past our kitchen thingo. God. And I called Triple O and was like, and they were like, okay, someone's on their way. So stay safe. And I'm like, you're going? Yeah. Don't leave me here. I'm drunk. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, God. It's horrible. Anyway, cops came. Everything was fine.
So you started doing some popcorn on the stove, Drew Barrymore and Scream. And the next thing you know,
I picture it, Home Alone style. You've got like a Celia cardboard cutout that you attach a knife to and then...
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Getting all Celia's toy cars on the floor. Heating up the iron.
Kevin.
Do you know what annoys me the most out of anything in that movie? I get angry thinking about it.
The waste of water from the wet bandits.
He doesn't eat the dinner. He makes an amazing dinner. That, like, I think it's macaroni. Or the cheese. And then he doesn't touch it.
It's brutal.
The clock strikes whatever time and then he goes, oh, can't do that.
You think he would have planned that better?
I'm furious.
Like, he would have just put dinner an hour earlier.
I think about it all the time. Plan your meals.
What a waste.
Plan your meals, Kevin.
Kids in Africa.
That was the main takeaway I got from that movie. I don't know about you
guys. And where was the blackface?
Yeah. Okay, so to Nick, when ATB would go camping, he would set up his tent on the grounds of churches because he believed their Christian charity would let him stay for free. Yeah or nah?
Jesus Christ. You and fucking cemeteries.
This is a church.
Churches.
This is a church,
yeah.
Fuck you, you little creep.
I mean, how old were you?
19-ish.
Yeah. Safe from the priest. You can sleep there.
I'm pretty sure they know how to work a zip. And that's the one thing they're quite good at. Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, I think they're more psychological. Come in, little boy.
Where was this?
I did it in Byron once. No, wait. Maybe it was on the way to Byron. So there would have been like Augusta, Port Macquarie. Port Macquarie after... and I think we went out to some nightclub and then I actually...
What would Jesus do?
Yeah. Well, I just felt like...
Set up a tent and get on the pingers.
Have you ever watched like...
And see God.
You know in Hunchback of Notre Dame, he like runs towards the church going, sanctuary! Like that. I always felt like you could just claim sanctuary in a church.
Oh, like it was when you're playing Fort or whatever.
Yeah, you go, cops can't get you here. You know, so you just pop a tent and then you just get up relatively early if you're not too hungover. I actually didn't sleep in the tent. I kind of passed out on, I think I went to go try pee and I just passed out on some grass.
Oh man, being a dude and just sleeping wherever you want. That's amazing.
Is it sleeping in a tent outside a church?
Yeah. I know, but the fact that he's not even bound.
You're envious of that, out of all the things.
But like,
just camp on a church ground.
The fact that he's just such a piece of garbage that he's like, I can do whatever I want.
God, just so good. They can sleep rough. They could be homeless.
I want to sleep in the gutter too.
Who cares if they get paid more? That's what you want.
Even when they're not making money, they're doing well.
A little nice gutter. All right.
I'm going to go with yes, purely based on the age and travelling and the things you do to get a bed.
You are correct. Oh, yes, a point there for Nick Cody. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. How often did you do this? Just the one time or?
If ever it was just a group of friends, whenever we went on road trips, we would just, like when we did one road trip where we just went all the way up the East Coast past, you know, to like past Cape McCanns and Cape Tribulation and stuff like that. And then on the way back. So we never paid for accommodation. We would just find either a church or you would just, you know, camp behind a bush.
Did you ever get in court and get in trouble?
Never got in trouble. Like, what's a ranger going to do? They're going to go, hey, get out of here. Like, I think in Byron is the only place where they're really... They're really rough about that because so many people come for festivals and don't want to have to pay. So you just can't, we just.
So priests never came out and went, "Oi, get out of here."
One priest did come out once, and then he was like, "Oh, I suppose we should be giving a bit of Christian charity." We go, "That's exactly the point. Our theory works." And then there was one time that time in Port Macquarie when
it is foolproof, isn't it?
Yeah, and then
you shouldn't be here. Forgive us.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
I mean, there's got to be a point to all this real estate and shit like that they have. It's like, surely you can use it in some way. It's like,
Do you think it's like timeshare?
Yeah. Well, that time in Port Macquarie, I woke up and I just passed out because I must have gone to try to go pee and I just passed out on a mound. And then when I woke up, there was like people, it was Good Friday. I hadn't realized it was Friday and there was just people walking all around me to go there.
Walking over some guy who could be dead.
Yeah, and I was like...
You had to lie down for another 3 days before you could rise. It was great. All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Nate on 2 points, Cody on 3 points, Kelly on 5 points, but still on 7 points, ATB. Ooh. Yes.
Oh, boy. Son of a dingbat.
All right, this is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about everyone on the panel. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, you lose a point. On your round, you can lose points. You can't buzz in for your own ones. Your names are your buzzers. Mm. First one is this one. Mm. Whose mum discovered their cat run over, scraped it all up, went home only to see it wasn't their cat?
Nath.
Yes, Nath.
Kelly.
You are correct. Here's a point there for Nath.
Come on. I'm going to win this.
So
we had a cat called Clyde and so the neighbour knocked on the door and was like, I think your cat's dead in the street. And they went out there and it was like a ginger cat with a black spot on its side, which is what Clyde looked like. And Mum was like, it was our first cat. Mum was like, kids would be so upset. So they rang the council. Council said, we don't have anyone there to pick it up. But my mum knew we were coming home from school soon. She didn't want us to see a dead cat. So she shoveled, her and the neighbour shoveled, like scraped a cat off the road, put it in a garbage bag and left it on the side of the road for a... for the council when they were
soft rubbish.
And then they went back to our house and they were both like, Mum was really upset. Like, this cat was so funny. And Mum was like, I don't know. This is so devastating. And then they just hear, meow, and he just like waltzes out of one of the bedrooms. It was just someone else's cat. They did. So anyway.
Good on your mum for...
Your tip dad's top. A butcher.
Yeah.
What did he turn it into? What delicious street salami.
Very Sweeney Todd. Yes.
Question two, speaking of mums, whose mum keeps getting kicked off Facebook?
Nath. Oh, that's Nate, Kelly.
Nate.
Nick Cody.
Oh. Yes, you are correct. Yes. Whatever Nate.
I forgot my name.
For going Trump.
Yeah.
Trump fans.
Really?
Karen Cody. Yeah. Wow.
All the time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Agreeing with
like
them?
Like my wife's parents.
Fucking hell.
Going them so hard.
Sick.
So hard. There was a lady that mum had written underneath some Trump article and a lady said, your name's Karen. That's a shit name. What sort of name's that? And she said, your name's Mary. You're a biblical whore. And that was a week off. That's a week in the send-in for Karen. Like, my wife's parents, they're retired, and, like, her dad just did the Tour d'Italia on bike. Her mum is an artist and did painting classes in Italy. And my mum's just going Trump supporters on Facebook.
Trolling.
Yeah,
mum's a troll.
It's almost like coming from Werribee is like something interesting. like you're surprised by that?
No.
Nah.
All right, next question. Who here has acted alongside Clive Owen? Who's acted alongside Clive
Nick.
Owen?
Allison.
Yes, Nick.
Kelly.
No, it was Nath Valvo. Went off Nick there.
Whoa. Do I get the point?
No.
Why?
Where?
He got it wrong. He loses.
What in?
It's the only round he can lose points.
What the hell?
It was straight to DVD movie.
What?
Filmed in Melbourne, called The Killer Elite. Get on it.
The Killer Will Eat?
The Killer Elite.
Oh, The Killer Elite.
Clive Owen?
I didn't have any dialogue. I played a punk smoking a cigarette on a jukebox.
Wow.
And
Clive
Owen comes in and pulls the cord out of the jukebox and I'm really angry at him, so I jump down and I'm like, what?
This has to be set in a different
era. What year is this? Yeah. What year?
What year is it? Was it done?
Yeah, what were you acting?
Oh,
is like, it set in the future where you would be considered a scary punk?
I'm trying to think. Is it like, yeah.
I'm picturing like a Blade Runner-esque.
I'm trying to think.
Leap
is
ahead.
It like Shambles era, no Nate, one, where you had a no bit of the long fringe? And
I don't
stuff.
Think it was about being scary. All right, Nick.
Yeah.
And I can slap. Yeah. I can slap. I think it was like maybe I'm completely guessing. It was like 5-6 years ago.
So I'm guessing the costume, long sleeves to hide your Kylie Minogue tattoo.
It was like, and it was set in. I think it was set in the 80s. So I had like 80s punk. I had like big boots on and like a jacket that was too small for me. Like
that
a
punk's
suit
got really nice skin.
Yeah, right. And everything they say about movie stars in movies
sexy,
is true. So we had to. We weren't allowed to talk to him. We weren't allowed to like acknowledge him when he was on set. It was all that kind of stuff. And they have someone pretending that they're the actor for all the rehearsals.
Yeah.
And so
they had a stand-in.
But dude, not just stand-in, they did everything. Like they do the lines for the take after take after take. And when everyone was ready to do it, he just like appeared out of nowhere and then
nails
did
it.
And then walks off.
But nails it, right? Yeah.
Of course.
My wife told me one of her friends worked on a movie shot in Melbourne called Predestination, which is fucking great, like great film. Ethan Hawke was in it. And he was a guy like just smoking cigarettes. They'd be like, Ethan, it's your turn. You got it. And he's like, they're ready for you. And he's like, no, they like ready, like ready, ready. Or is this, I'm standing there for 15 minutes. And they're like, ready, ready. And he's like, just smoke a cigarette. And it'd take him so long. But everyone would have to be right on time. He'd walk on, absolutely nail it, and walk off. And crew were like, this asshole is so good.
Yeah.
We want to hate him.
Of course.
But don't you think some of these big name actors, do they know that? No one's been. Everyone's been told you're not allowed to talk to them. Not allowed to look. Do you reckon going, everyone on this site's really
let's
rude?
Let's get serious for
no
one minute.
No one's
I reckon,
talking to me. I'm lonely.
Straight to DVD. He's there for some cash, isn't he?
There's that, but I reckon if the times I've been like around a set and seeing proper actors do what they do and do it real good, you do have to be in a weird zone, and especially if you're doing some sort of like emotional scene, you have to tap into something. You don't want some punk extra, literally dressed as a punk, coming up to you going, oh, I love you, Clive Owen. Like,
could you imagine?
It probably makes sense, right?
There must be so many dickheads that are just like, always trying to, distract.
Yeah, of course. But anywho, go watch the movie, guys. Support Australian cinema.
I was on Please Like Me, Josh Thomas's show, for a few eps, and I had lunch with the extras.
Mm.
I was like an actor in it.
And people would have shunned
you. People pulled me over, like, man, what the fuck are you doing sitting with the...
Oh my God.
I had no idea extras are mental.
Yeah, but they're mental, but they also get treated like... Like when you get fed, it's so weird because
you're like... you can't eat until they've eaten. There's rules.
I'm like... Yeah. Like, I'm, like, eating with everyone else and then the extras are just sitting behind us looking at us and they get to eat only if there's leftovers. I'm like, fuck, we're horrible people. It's terrible.
You didn't donate any,
but they
you?
Are all fucking weird. They're all crazy in the head.
That's actors. Actors are all, and comedians. Anyone in the arts is weird.
It's because it's an actor with none of the success, so you don't give a shit. Yeah. And then suddenly
but they've done
like,
everything. They've met everyone. They've done this. And, or have they? Because they all just talk. I don't know.
Question 4. Who here was unsuccessful in starting up a friendship with Dr. Carl from Neighbours?
Kelly.
Nick.
I heard Kelly first.
That's the big Malvo.
No, it's what? ATV.
Oh,
not
shit.
No, it's just me trying to like, again, trying to make a story for a bit or whatever. I was in one of those psycho extras on Neighbours.
Oh, you were?
Yeah,
right.
Because I'll do anything for fucking
Same.
Money.
Did he do your headshots?
Eh?
Did Carl Kennedy do your headshots? Because he's a big headshot.
What, does he actually take headshots?
For years, he was the headshot king.
Just for the listener, Kelly is not using quotation marks because she said headshots. She means headshots.
Yeah. So actors' headshots.
Photos of someone's head.
Yeah. Actors' headshots in Melbourne for like 15 years. It was Dr. Carl was the guy. You go to his house in Brighton and do it and do the photos in his shed. He was the guy.
He was the first person to tell a male comedian to grab their fringe. In a photo.
Grab the fringe or the slipping yarmulke is my favourite. Where just grab
I've
the back
got
of the
one
head.
Of those.
Yeah, I've got a few of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, question 6. Who once cheated on an ex with a 50-year-old?
Nath.
Yes, Nath.
Oh, sorry, I was just a confession. So no. I had something in common with whoever it was. I'm going to say... Kelly.
You are correct, yes. Point there for Nath.
Yes. All I care about is if I don't come last.
And it was...
Oh, I mean, and your story.
It was a 50-year-old woman as well, you told me.
No.
What?
Yeah, you told me this is going back a few times.
Oh.
You said you once cheated on an ex-boyfriend with a 50-year-old woman.
No.
Well, that's what you told me.
Me?
Yeah. I'll get the emails up. I've got her emails.
No.
How do you forget that?
No, I never kissed a woman.
Take the point off, Nathan.
No, no.
Oh, what a way to lose.
We'll move on. I'll just cut that bit out. Okay.
You don't get the point.
He gets the point. I'm just going to cut this bit.
I mean, you got to keep it in because we're also happy Nathan missed out on it.
Yeah.
Question.
No point for Nathan.
Question seven. Who once attended a writing workshop that I hosted? Who came to a writing workshop that I hosted?
What does that mean?
Kelly.
Nick.
Kelly, sorry. Yes.
Was it Alistair?
It was ATB, yes.
Did you learn anything?
I think I learned. I did learn.
Yeah.
We were a writer on a television show.
It was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what it was for high school kids.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus.
Cute.
And ATB, and I thought ATB was just an older looking high school kid. And he was so far above everyone in the course, who was actually, everyone else had just been dumped off in school holidays going, oh, you do that. And no one cared about comedy. And this kid, I thought, this kid is going to be a fucking comedy savant.
Yeah, he's 32.
Yeah.
This kid's going to be great.
He's going to die early from whatever horrible aging disease he's got. But my God, if we could capture it now.
But yeah.
Far out.
How old were you when you did it?
I was probably like, it was like the last year you could be in Sin.
So
I was probably like 26 or something like that.
Yeah, 26.
Everybody else, it's probably a high school kid or something like that.
Right.
No wonder the course was so cheap because it was really for
you. Were a mature age student.
Yeah, I was just like, I'll just keep my voice down, try not to ask too many questions. You know, the guy who I do Matthews. The annoying mature age student in his engineering class was Julian Assange. He would do it. He was doing engineering at the time, and then there'd be just the annoying guy at the front asking all these questions,
telling everybody what they got in the tests.
Yeah,
a weird albino in the front.
Yeah.
Anyway. Question eight: whose first kiss was with a girl called Tamara?
Nate.
Yes, Nath.
Nick.
Yes, you are correct. Yes,
yeah. Tamara.
That's very
of
much
course.
A Werribee name.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Do you remember the story?
No, all you said is it was on a fort.
Yeah, so like the school fort. So I'd play this game like husbands and wives. My mate was the husband. Tamara was the wife, and she'd go off to work and then bring me down and kiss me. They never kissed my mate.
How old were
that
you?
That is some fucked up Werribee childhood shit that Tamara has witnessed.
Seriously, we had no hope growing up.
My first kiss was with a girl called Tamara as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, by the same one. It's the same one.
Yeah.
She loved a bit of adventure, this Tamara.
Tamara tells. Okay, question nine. Mm. Who almost got shot in Oregon?
Nath.
Yes, Nath. Who almost got shot in Oregon? No, it was Nick Cody. Point off, Nate.
I was like, look guilty.
I know. I came within striking distance of you with points, and you fucked it, Nick Cody.
So I worked at a summer camp in Oregon when I was 19. Went back a few years to catch up with the mates that I'd made there, and once we went to the lowest level baseball, but still professional.
Yeah.
So it's like AAA or something baseball, and we got drunk at the game, and afterwards he's like, "Dude, come to my new place. I've got to show you some stuff." He had guns in his house. So he goes, "I've got a pistol that's loaded." He was in a really bad neighborhood. His old place, he had a meth dealer across the road that had a pit bull called Kilo that almost got attacked by once. And he ran out with a gun and held it to the dog's head and yelled at the meth-selling neighbors to get Kilo back. But he's got this gun, this pistol that he said, "The pistol's loaded, so we don't touch the pistol." I'm like, "Yeah, man, fair enough. We're blind." And he said, "But yeah, I've got this rifle. I've got this shotgun. Have a look at this other rifle." And I'm like, "These aren't loaded." He goes, "Man, I can't have them loaded. The pistol by the bed's loaded for protection. But the rest here, like, hold this." He goes to pass it to me, and it just blows a hole in the floor next to my foot.
Fucking hell.
And he was third level of an apartment building. We had to go to the neighbors underneath and be like, "Hey, is there any bullets come through your roof?"
Fuck.
That's
but
terrifying.
What I love about Oregon people, very friendly, plus Americans used to guns.
Yeah.
They were like, "Nah, but you guys be careful. They're getting crazy up there."
It's not a fucking frisbee over the fence. Jesus.
Yeah. Almost lost my foot.
Okay. So point off Nate there. Whatever. And our final question for the game. Who here was once flown to Perth for a gig, got to the gig and thought the venue was not appropriate and just didn't do the gig but still got paid?
Kelly.
Yes, Kelly.
Valvo.
You are correct. Yes, it was Nath Valvo.
Oh, fuck.
Point there.
I've also done that. Also had that.
I know you've also done it, but I was with Nath and it was for Falls Festival.
Oh my God, absolutely. No, but hang on, that wasn't just me.
It wasn't just
it
you.
It was
you.
Me, Ursula. Ursula Carlson and Sam Taunton. And it was so funny. We just did the Falls Fest. So when you do Falls Fest, you do all four of them.
Yeah.
So you get flown, you finish off stage, minibus, airport, next one. It's nuts. And so the first three were insane. You literally perform to thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah.
And then you have to wait 4 days. And then you go over to Perth to do their one.
Do you stay at the festival while you're waiting?
No, not hotels. In that 4 days, but other ones you did. Okay. Yeah. And so then we went over to Perth.
What's it called? Southbound?
Southbound or something.
Southbound.
It's a smart idea. I think originally it came from getting the bands while they were on their way out. Anywho.
It's all run by the Falls.
So we waited 4 days, especially Urs, away from her family.
Yeah.
And we get to the Falls one in Perth, and it's run by different people. Run by people that don't care about the comedy.
No.
And not so much me, but... Not me at all, which is how big Urs was. This was 2 years ago. She was a superstar. Yeah. She's blowing up, selling shows everywhere. We rock up to the venue, and it's a portable office. You know those offices that they bring in by a crane to at a work site for people to work in?
Mm.
It was one of them decked out with, like, I think 5 church pews, so it could maybe fit, like, 20 people if you're lucky.
No.
And then just this microphone and this little booth, this little, like, speaker that we had to control
ourselves. There was
And also on top of that, no one came.
But also, there was
like 20 people came. But no one even came.
And all
the
other ones, there was on the program comedy and had our name. So I was on the other leg of it. So I was there.
Right.
Because we got to Perth early so we could watch the bands and stuff like that. Mm. And so we were there. You guys didn't perform. You guys, Ursula just went straight back. I think you may have even went back. Taunts stuck around. But it was nowhere on the program comedy. And then the next day I had to do it. I'm like, this is going to be great. I'm not going to take my guitar. Who gives a shit? I'm going to just fucking wear shorts. I don't care. And so we get there and they've put now comedy in here and they've got me, Daslo, and Heggie's name up on the thing. But on the door of the venue, it just huge, big, like A0, this is not a toilet.
Because
people would come in thinking the portable was a toilet.
So good.
Did but you perform?
We packed it. It was packed. It was absolutely
no way.
Grand. Yeah, it really was. Yeah, they fit about 45 people in there. That's and
good.
It was.
Was it good?
Fire hazard. It was a bit of a come down from like the 5,000 in lawn, but like, it was still fine.
Did you still get paid when you walked away?
Oh, yeah. I didn't leave until I guaranteed we were paid. Oh, we went full diva. Me and Urs together were quite the team.
Right.
Yes. We were like, we're doing phone calls, emails.
It was, I've had twice I've flown to Perth and a gig, once southbound, the thing caught on fire. The whole south of Perth was just a bushfire.
Oh.
So that got cancelled. And then about 18 months ago when I was doing I was like the ambassador for Carlton Dry. They wanted to do these gigs around Australia. Wanted to do the smoothest, most refreshing beer. Do these gigs around Australia. They flew me like to Perth, business class, put me up at the New Crown, unbelievable, get picked up in a car, driven out to a pub like 30 minutes north of Perth, get there, nothing set up. And it's like families eating at the pub. But there were kids and stuff. And I'm like, I can't do comedy here. And the owner's like, absolutely not. And I'm like, well, what am I here for? And they said, well, Carlton Dry said, we'll put a show on. And I'm like, but there's people eating and there's no band room. And he's like, yeah, I know. Do you not want to do it? I'm like, fuck no. He's like, oh, man, just have beers. So I just flew to Perth, had beers, stayed at Crown, flew home. Sick.
Was there anyone from Carlton there that was like helping out?
No.
The best. Free
Love
money.
It.
So good.
Oh.
At the end of the game, the scores are Nick Cody on 2 points.
Oh. Yay!
Nate Valvo in third place on 5 points.
Yay!
Kelly Pastuca on 6 points, but our winner on 8 points is Alistair Trombley Virtual.
What
I'm not getting any multi-$1,000 free gigs, so
this is all you got.
So
you, can take
you guys,
this.
Look, I know you guys look like
so
real
we've all won
today.
Something.
Yeah,
is what you're
so
yeah.
You know, good.
What
you
a
know.
Great group of people this was.
Thanks.
Yeah,
did
so
well.
Fun.
Mm.
Now, because you won out, you get to promote whatever you want to promote first. You got a couple of podcasts.
I mean, you got to listen to Shusher Guided Meditations, the dumbest relaxation podcast in the world,
gosh.
But it's genuinely relaxing and people do listen to it. And then Two in the Think Tank podcast and just
with
also
the aforementioned Andy Matthews.
And with Andy Matthews and it does all right. That's pretty good.
Nate.
If this is out before Edinburgh or during Edinburgh.
It comes out in 2 days' time.
Oh, okay. I have two Melbourne shows next week.
Yes.
Of my show of the Comedy Festival this year.
Oh,
almost sold out, so come along. Just at the Easy Street
Concert Hall.
In Collingwood.
And then I'm doing Edinburgh for the entire month crying. So please come to Edinburgh and come to my best. Show.
Great.
Man, I know you, after hearing him on the Fitbit pod, he really likes to eat well.
Yes.
But you said you don't at festivals.
Right.
Sainsbury's do a double choc chip cookie that has fucking wiped 35 years off my life in three Edinburghs. Hot tip. It is the best cookie. All right. Makes Subway look like shit.
If you are a listener to the podcast, go on to Edinburgh. Make sure if you see Nath's show, tell him that you heard him on the podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
I just want to know how many people are over there.
But people
there.
Do that stuff all the time.
Yeah,
I
want to go over there, but I want to make sure there's enough people who... I know a lot of people listen.
You're sending me in first.
Well, I want to know that the people who listen to the show actually go out and see stuff.
If you recognise me, come up to me and I'll give you fucking free tickets to my show if you mention this podcast. I care less about buying people. I just want people...
You'd have to say Josh Earle's podcast. Don't just say the name of it because he won't know what the name of this podcast is.
I have a huge ego, so just say I know who you are. And
you'll get
that's close. That's close to what it's called.
I'll psych you.
Nate!
Tickets.
Cody, where can people see or hear you?
So I'm doing encore tour shows of this year's tour, Old Mate. I'm in Brisbane on the 26th of July at 7. That show sold out, 7 and 8.30. So the 8.30 just got added. I'm in Melbourne at the Athenaeum on the 9th of August and in Perth on the 24th of August.
Sweet. And Kelly Festuca.
I'm doing Fringe Festival. I've got a show called Good Egg. And that's in September. And also my potty, Worst First Dates, we're going on tour Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Perth, fuck Adelaide, in October. But listen to us on iTunes or Spotify, Worst First Dates.
Sweet. And
just do one more thing. I just realised my comedy festival show Magma is going to do three nights at Butterfly Club in Melbourne on August 1st, 2nd and 3rd. Like at 7 o'clock. Yeah, but it's me and Andy Matthews. We're engineers and we're proposing the new industry of mining magma to create islands to fix the problem of population.
And during the Melbourne Festival, it got lots of good buzz about your show.
It did real good. Oh, nice. Yeah.
Also, if you are in Melbourne, just announced some live shows of the podcast in November and December, Sundays at the Catfish, 3 p.m., going all the way up until the 16th. So tickets at joshearle.com.au. Thanks for playing. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.